Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization is the Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, Cardinal George Pell. He spoke to Charles Collins.
Many of the people who are most secular in Australia were at least brought up nominally Christian. Is it hard to make people re-interested in Christianity when they think, you know, they've done that, they've been there, and it didn't interest them in the past?
Obviously, it presents a challenge. I don't want to misrepresent the situation in Australia. The number of Catholics in the last census has increased by 300,000. Our percentage slightly dipped. The population is growing. So I wouldn't. We're 26% of the population nationally, more in my state. We're a very visible presence. We educate 20% of the all Australians in our schools. We've got a couple of universities. We've got magnificent hospitals in Sydney. Three research institutes in medical affairs. It's one of the biggest research capacities in the country. So we're doing a lot of good things. Now, the World Youth Day reminded majority Australia of just how good and pleasant and joyful and life-giving, for example, young Catholics are. That was profoundly influencing for majority Australia. So, yes, we do have our struggles, not so much to interest people in the good works that we do. They grudgingly admit that. We've been hit with sexual scandals. Obviously, they weaken our sense of moral authority. But in Sydney, we are going to put out a program across Lent next year, not exactly like Chicago did when the Catholics come home. We're going to call it Welcome Home and extend it not just to lapsed Catholics, but to outsiders. To remind the general public of all the good things that we do, because often they only hear of us when we're involved in some controversy over bioethics or something like that.
You mentioned World Youth Day. For some people, this is the ultimate expression of the new evangelization. What does this term mean for you? What does it mean for the church in Australia?
Well, we hope to send, for example, 800 young people just from the Sydney Archdiocese alone to Rio de Janeiro. That's what we hope to do. It's one of the apostolic activities that is working. And it's not just working as a jamboree or a holiday or a picnic. It is working at having all sorts of spiritual consequences. I remember at the vigil in Sydney in the evening, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of people there, most of them Australians, as there was at the final Mass, where there were 400,000 present. And at different moments, there was a complete radical silence for prayer. On the Sunday morning, the silence was so complete I could hear the birds singing. Now, that's one of the things that Benedict the 16th has introduced. And for an Australian group, that was very powerful. It's interesting, the young people like to come together. That's perhaps evidence of the way they're isolated and perhaps a bit lonely. And also they warm to silent prayer, like adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, unexpectedly, because this wasn't at all fashionable 30 or 40 years ago in church circles. It was something was frowned on, almost disappeared. The young adults, of course, don't know anything about those church disputes. And they welcome the silence, the ability to pray, I think, because I suspect the rest of their lives are so busy and noisy and distracted.
Do you think that part of the new evangelization is recovering some of these older practices that became less common?
Partly, yes. We can't just go back. I think we'll use the ones that work. Now, one of the weaknesses in the Western world is a dimming of the awareness of the transcendent. And with prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, in the silence, perhaps a bit of incense, the old mantra-like chants of the Latin, It's obviously God-centred, or it's nothing. And this is helping the young people, and it's spreading the word about Jesus and his call to conversion.
You mentioned the positive aspects of World Youth Day, the silent prayer, and the young people coming together. What has been some of the long-term effects of World Youth Day in Sydney?
Well, I think the first and greatest long-term effect was on majority Australia. In some parts of Australia where, say, vocations were radically down, there's been a bounce. Our work with youth, I think, is a little bit easier. We're getting bigger numbers. There was a great crisis of vocations to the women's religious life in Australia. I doubt if the World Youth Day, there would have been 10 or 20 vocations right throughout Australia to go into religious life as nuns. The Nashville Dominicans came from the United States the year before World Youth Day, so that's 5 years ago. Already, and they're just working in Sydney, nowhere else, already they have, I think, 10 young Australians who got to the stage where they're carrying the habit. They're that far into their formation, and there are two or three more coming. Now, this no religious order of women in Australia had anything like this. That's just one example. And our university apostolates in Sydney and the great secular universities, that is, it's thriving. It's going well, and World Youth Day has certainly helped it.
Finally, is this... People talk about the new evangelization. I've been talking to bishops from around the world. The one thing I have noticed is that even in the new areas of the church, they say, we've been Christians for 100 years. We have the same problems that affect the West, too, and people seem to not realize that. Is this new evangelization just jargon? Is it just, or is there something really new about it? Is evangelization, or...?
Well, probably most of those things that you've said are partly true, and I think partly insufficient. The basic kerygma is always the same. Jesus calls us to conversion, to worship our loving Father, to repent of our sins. The re-evangelization, I think, in John Paul's mind was, first of all, to those people who had been Christianized and had fallen away. So to re-evangelize the baptized, you might say. It has a broader meaning. Whether it should be called new evangelization or re-evangelization or updated evangelization, the novelty is, we hope, in the level of enthusiasm and in the methods. I mean, for example, the whole world of the internet, that's something new. I was with our National Committee of Catholic University students, and one of them there was a convert, and he said, "I'm a Google Catholic." I came into the church after finding out what the church was, from the internet. So we have a worldwide station in Sydney, XT3. The numbers are not enormous by world standards, but there are about 70,000 members. About half of those are Australian. They can talk to one another on it. We put out a lot of content. You can ask the priests a question. It's, so much of the communications now amongst young people is taking place in this way, at that level, on the internet. And so we've got to be there, as well as on good more traditional means like the radio. They're still powerful.